WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
CD-ROMs have certainly created a buzz in the new technology field, but can they deliver? Commentator Stephen Levy tells us why it's taken him a long time to come around.
I am a reluctant convert to the CD-ROM revolution. Only a few years ago, I regarded those shiny round discs, physically identical to the friendly audio CDs that bring us musical entertainment, as the overhyped engines of multimedia. You've heard that term, I'm sure. If ever a word appeared as the 90s replacement to the mantra offered to Dustin Hoffman in The Graduate, plastics, plastics, it was multimedia. Not everybody means the same thing when he or she uses the term, but basically, it means the merging of images of television and the sound of stereo with the computer's powers of information handling. We've entered the multimedia age stumbling, giving all sorts of documents and stories a mindless, hopscotching, random access treatment when the good old-fashioned linear approach, you know, beginning at the beginning, then proceeding to a middle, ending with the end, would have worked just fine. Making things even worse was that until very recently, CD-ROMs ran very slowly. There was lots of information on a disc, but you could only get it in dribs and drabs. That's changing. These days we have CD-ROM drives that spin faster, and our newer, more powerful computers can draw out information more nimbly. And almost every new computer comes with one of those drives, so a lucrative market has emerged, one with an audience that goes far beyond the nerd crowd. So now, there's a real incentive for the creative community to try to tackle what has always been one of the vexing problems of multimedia: how to enable the poor user to get quick access to the relevant pieces of information stored within the billions of bits that live on a CD-ROM disk. Most CD-ROMs give you the same boring screens of menu offerings, with little pictures begging you to click on me. No, click on me. It hasn't been working well, and I'd begun to despair. But then comes something like Rick Smullen's groundbreaking Passage to Vietnam disk, and I begin to look more kindly on the prospect of multimedia. Smullen is the guy who invented the very popular Day in the Life of series. An accomplished photojournalist himself, he would gather a couple dozen of his colleagues to visually document a country in the space of 24 hours, presenting the result in a coffee table book. More recently, Smullen has experimented with CD-ROM, his first effort being From Alice to Ocean, a documentary of a lone woman's trek across Australia. With Passage to Vietnam, he's returned to his Day in the Life roots, luring 70 seasoned photographers to Southeast Asia for an intimate and inside look at the country whose fate became violently intertwined with our own. We not only come to view the new Vietnam through the fresh lenses of certain shooters, but the mislaced eyes of some photojournalists who were there in more tumultuous times. The manner in which this unfolds is far more complex than a stack of pictures. There's background material, spoken explanation, video footage, and maps. But the navigation is painless, thanks to one of the neatest CD-ROM innovations I've seen in a while, a little box called, rather too cutely, a cube, spelled Q-U-E-B-E. By pointing the mouse to one of the edges of this box that lives in a corner of your screen, you can control the rush of images, as with a remote control on a slide projector, or do other things. Go to an interactive map or table of contents, mark a screen so you can go back to it later, get help in using the disk, or quit the program. Other buttons call up video footage, and still others provide a soundtrack to what we're seeing. At every step, the viewer's options are clear, and there's generous access to everything on the disk. It's an exemplary presentation. I should say that the photography here is exquisite, that the portrait of one gets of Vietnam 20 years after the war is rich, surprising, and often emotional. But it's telling that here I am discussing the quality of the project's actual content only as an afterthought to an appreciation of Passage to Vietnam's triumphs in technology and software design. I would never close a great novel, take a deep breath, and say, gee, that typeface is awesome. But that's the way it still is in CD-ROM land these days. What's on it doesn't seem as jazzy as what it's on.
Stephen Levy writes about technology for Newsweek. This is Fresh Air.